A Streetcar Named Desire was Tennessee Williams' second play, produced in 1947, 2 years after he triumphed with his debut, The Glass Menagerie, in 1945, which received 24 curtain calls on opening night. Streetcar was met with high expectations, and it surpassed them. The two plays together helped Williams create a new kind of theater, an expressionistic theater, one that foregrounds emotional experience over objective realism, trying to reveal deeper subjective truths. This new kind of theater initially disturbed audiences who found the result disjointed, hard to understand. But that was the point. Streetcar is a play told from Blanche DuBois's point of view, so that her interior drama is what we, as the audience, perceive. And the play's disintegration reflects her own. Williams's characters often believe that their fantasies will free them from reality, but in truth, those fantasies tend to imprison them, usually in madness. A Streetcar Named Desire released American theater from its puritanical restraints, liberating it, offering more adult, erotic possibilities on the stage, and admitting the dark, even twisted shades of adult sexuality. For Williams, sexuality is no promise of freedom or happiness. He was the first American playwright to grant women erotic lives, and Stanley Kowalski was also the first male character on the American stage who was presented as a sexual object of the audience's desire. There's a reason why sexuality and madness is so prominent in Streetcar, and indeed in all of Williams's plays.